you want. Hermès on, pick out what you want. Lucianaire on, pick out what you want.
Puppet dick, I'm a puppet dick.
What the fuck is you talking about? I can get your ass hit. Hop out that car, man, nigga, they gon' smash your bitch. I got American muscle, nigga, I'm gon' hit me a lick. Sippin' on Tesla, fuckin' and hustlin'. I better go flops, headed 11. A full grown boss, headed 11. Don't watch some of that wild, I bought the whole store. Fuck boy doing that talking, that's my old ho. Start inside the ceiling, I'm on go-go.
Yeah.
You don't want no war, nigga, oh no.
Oh no! Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Tariq Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number to call up, chop up game with the family. We're going to take that real quick commercial break. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio. Don't you move a damn
hey,
muscle.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called AshKicking.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to AshKicking.com. That's AshKicking.com.
Black people are being ethnically cleansed in America, and you're next. The creator of the acclaimed documentary 7AM is back with an explosive new film, Gentrified, Ethnic Cleansing American Style. The American Holocaust won't have gas chambers and ovens. In the 21st century, making it too expensive for you to afford to live is the most humane form of genocide the world has ever witnessed. Go to our website, youwillbemoved.org. That's youwillbemoved.org.
Yo, we're in Black History Month right now, so you need to celebrate it the right way by going to royallymelanated.com. This site is having a month-long sale, and some of the books are almost 50% off. The site has made a wide variety of entertaining and educational books, and the publishing company continues to grow by adding 3 new titles, which includes the limited edition reissue of Position of Power, the sci-fi thriller Dreamer's Edge, and for those of you who are cupcaking this Valentine's Day, the book Can I Sell You a Dream will suit you well. Also, be sure to check out the best-selling Super Series and the controversial historical tale called A Birthday Surprise for George Washington. Visit royallymelanated.com to purchase your copies today. Hey, you guys should check out oneblink.com. OneBlink is the largest online black business link in America, and it's created to give black-owned businesses a place to shine. Their growing database of over 15,000 verified black-owned businesses allow you to search for local businesses in your area with complete ease. So you need to go there right now, network and politic at oneblink.com. That's the number one, bblink.com. Check out this brand new shoe line called Negast Footwear. Now, Negast Footwear is the first black-owned footwear company that caters to our culture. They have some real fly kicks, and you need to cop you a pair right now. You spell the name Negast, N-E-G-A-S-T, and you can get these fly kicks at www.sneakerscustom.com. That's sneakerscustom.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces. and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at MoorishKingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Yo, we are back right here on Tariq Radio. Ready to chop up game. This is your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Nasheed family. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Today is the first day of Black History Month, so I hope everybody goes to HiddenColorsFilm.com. HiddenColorsFilm.com. That's where you can get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. You know, they did a very good article about that movie, Hidden Figures, because y'all know they got the title of that movie, they got it from Hidden Colors, our movie. And somebody did a great article talking about how that movie has, they inserted some white saviors in that movie. And, you know, what's very interesting with the Hidden Figures thing, you know, they deliberately made the title Hidden Figures to capitalize off the momentum that Hidden Colors was getting. And that's an old tactic. When Don Cornelius, the legendary and ancestor, he's gone now, but when Don Cornelius started Soul Train, that took off, that became hot, and it was an independent thing. He owned it 100% outright. That was his vehicle. People in the dominant society, they did a knockoff version of Soul Train in the early 70s. It was a show called Soul Unlimited. But the fact that it was such a knockoff, there were some black activist groups that worked to get it off the air because it was just a blatant ripoff. But it was a show called Soul Unlimited that was a complete knockoff of Soul Train. And they always do that. When we get something hot, boy, they'll jump right on in and piggyback off of it and put their twist on it. Because people now, you know, even with that Hidden Figures thing, there's people think that I'm involved with the Hidden Figures thing. They're like, oh man, I love your movie Hidden Figures. Wrong movie, goddammit. I didn't direct that. I didn't have anything to do with that. But that's how the white supremacists create confusion. That's what our brother Neely Fuller talks about, how they will create confusion. But again, Hidden Colors, that's the real deal. No white saviors, just real global African history that is much needed. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and get your copies, plural, today, family. And speaking of movies, the new movie that we're doing now, 1804, that's doing excellent right now on Indiegogo. Let me let y'all know where we are right now on the crowdfunding as far as that. And you guys can go check that out at 1804movie.com. We're at 136,000 right now. We're trying to get up to 200,000. We got 6 days left, family. We can get that in Black History Month. This is the beginning of Black History Month. We can hit that 200,000, family. Everybody listening right now, if you have donated and contributed, we need you to contribute again so we can get that thing over the top. Because we have to take control of our history and our images, and nothing is more important right now than understanding African strength, tapping back into African strength, because these white supremacists are running amok right now. This whole submissive thing that black people are trying to adopt, that's just not going to work. There's a reason why I wanted to do the film 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti, to show people African strength, how African people stood up to white supremacist oppression. And that's something that we need to tap into more than anything right now. Being a submissive coon, that ain't gonna work no more. That's just not gonna work. So we gotta get on these codes, family. I'm looking in the chat room. Do we have white supremacist trolls in the chat room right now? Let me make some moderators in the chat room right now. But I'm going to be in the UK later on. My flight leaves later. People are asking me, am I in the UK? No, My flight leaves later. That's why I'm doing this show early to knock it on out before I get on the plane, because I don't know how my internet connection is going to be in the UK. But all my UK people in the press, hit me up. I'm going to be very selective if I do some press out there at all. I don't want to go out there and say nothing on TV and then my ass can't get back into the United States. So y'all hit me up, though. My email is info@TariqElite.com. My UK people in the press, and we'll see what we can chop up game about. But again, go to 1804movie.com, and everybody contribute to that, and let's make it pop off. Let me get a couple of calls, because today is going to be a quick show. I don't want to be on too long, because I still got to pack and get all my coats, because I know it's cold as hell out there in the UK right now. Hello, who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Trey? This is Mason from Chicago.
Mason, from how you doing tonight, man? Or today,
man,
rather.
I'm doing great, man. I've been trying to call this number for 8 years, man.
Oh, damn.
8 years, for real. But I always see you in Chicago. I always see you in Chicago. Regardless, I know it's a few people on the west side of Chicago bootlegging your stuff.
Okay.
I tried to warn them. They keep doing it.
Oh, man.
And also, I want to ask, when people tell you that black people and other people can be racist, and you tell them that they can be, and they call you crazy, well, how can I reply with that?
Well, all you have to do is just point out systematic racism coming from black people. That's real simple. If black people are racist, outside of name calling, because that's all they talk about, the only racism from black people is the ability to call somebody a damn name, which is not racism at all. Just have them point to systematic black racism that's comparative to systematic white supremacy. And all they're going to do is start changing the subject and filibustering, but you stay on that question. Don't let them run from that question, because the white supremacists are very good at saying some shit, and once you get them in a corner, they start deflecting and talking about something else. Bring it right back to that. Proof. Prove that there is systematic black racism against white people, and who does it harm, and how are they disenfranchised by this black racism? Because that all they talk about is name calling, and that's not comparative to white supremacist gentrification, white supremacist job deprivation. It's just not comparative. There is no comparative black racism at all, and the proof is in the pudding. It's just that simple.
Well, damn, thanks. I had another question for you, but I want to keep it moving.
No doubt, man.
Thanks for all that you do,
man.
And yeah.
Respect,
if
brother.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be getting laid from your books. Thanks,
hey, man, much respect, fam. Yes, sir. So what else is going on in the news? Now, you know, my last show, last week, we talked about how black people need to hold their own nuts when it comes to all of these other people getting shitted on by the Trump administration. We did a long show about that. And what's funny is a story came out a couple of days, well, yesterday, actually, this story came out through the press. It says, family of Syrians deported from Philadelphia supported Trump. There was a Syrian-American family who voted for Trump. Now their family members got deported. That's why black folks should not be involved in any of these protests and demonstrations for these other groups. That right there is one of the main reasons why we should sit it out when it comes to these other groups. Because number one, they don't really do shit for us. They don't really get shit popping for us. And don't really help us. That's the main thing. Nothing gets done for us. We're told that we deserve everything fucked up that happens to us. And these same people who want to be honorary whites, who had they thought they had the complexion for the protection. Many of these Middle Eastern groups, they come over here and pass for white. But at the end of the day, every now and then, the real OG white supremacists will let them know if you're really white enough. And then they got their wake up call. They got their wake-up call, and you're going to have to hold your own nuts. See, the thing is, when you're passing for white and everything is cool, you're getting a pass and you're helping to build up the numbers of the white supremacist leaders, and they use you for your votes, just like the white Cubans and all of these other wannabe white groups, honorary white groups, and then you put somebody in power, then they flip on you, and then all of a sudden you're looking over here at the black folks like, hey, aren't we minorities, my brother? No. Turn your ass around and hold your own nuts. Go ahead and turn around and hold your own nuts. You made your bed, lay in your own bed. We're cool on you, and that's why we got to sit this one out, because we got bigger fish to fry worrying about what's going to happen with us when these Trump Nazis trickle on down to the black communities out here. Because now what's interesting, the media, they're starting to say stuff and admit to stuff that I've been saying and people like me, we've been saying for a long time. Like, there was a story now that came out this week, the mainstream media talking about how white supremacist groups have infiltrated law enforcement. Now, y'all know I've been going on the news. I've been saying that for years. I've been holding up that FBI memo that came out in 2006 stating that there are white supremacist groups that have infiltrated law enforcement. I've said this repeatedly. And, you know, I was told that I was race baiting, and they always change the subject when you bring that up. Now that all of these other almost white groups are getting tackled and targeted by the Nazi Trump administration, now they want to acknowledge the white supremacists that are in law enforcement. Hold your own nuts. See, now they can admit stuff now. And they're trying to be real slick out here. Turn around and hold your own nuts. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Let me get this call. Sound like somebody's on a helicopter. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, what's going on, man? This is PJ out of Nashville.
Hey, man, how you doing, fam?
Hey, pretty good, man. Pretty good. Thanks for taking the call, man. I sent you an email after your Ustream this Sunday, let you know I contributed to the new Haitian documentary.
And respect, brother. And, much respect.
Also wanted to say thanks, man, for helping me out. You forwarded some information for some realtors in Nashville, so I got in touch with them.
Oh, cool.
And, but I just got two quick questions real quick, man.
Go ahead, family.
And the first one is, number one, you said go out and go get, obviously, just go ahead, and we need to get that passport popping.
Yes.
So I absolutely agree with that. I got the passport. The second, well, my question is, as far as, you said we need to practice the Second Amendment. How do we need to go out and actually get a, because I've never owned a gun. So
yeah.
Do we need to actually go out and just get a handgun permit? Or is that just, you could just go anywhere and just buy a gun? Like,
yeah. Check out my dude who has a site, Black Guns Matter. He breaks all that down. And it's very easy. You can go, the Second Amendment is very easy. Just go to a gun shop, okay. Get your gun, and you can get a permit there. It's very, very easy. And they do a little background check and all that. But look up my dude, Maj Ture, M-A-J, and his last name, Ture, and look up Black Guns Matter. And my man breaks all that stuff down, how to get guns legally, which is what we're supposed to do, how to keep everything under the Second Amendment. And we need to practice that. Because things are getting very dangerous out here. But check out my man from Black Guns Matter, man. Thank you so much. Man, we got to get very serious out here, because you got a lot of vigilantes out here now that they are targeting these Muslim groups all around North America. That includes Canada and the U.S. These Muslims are being targeted now. Again, I'm letting them hold their own nuts, but I'm just saying that's a precursor to what's going to go down with us if we don't stand on our square. Because the minute Trump announced that Muslim ban of certain Muslim groups and from certain Muslim countries, it was a white supremacist in Canada went and shot up a mosque. It was an open white supremacist went and shot up this mosque. And from what I understand, there was another mosque burned somewhere. So we got to understand, once that trickles down to us, some of these vigilantes out here are going to start targeting us, and we're going to have to exercise our constitutional rights. Because understand this about white supremacists. Contrary to what you believe, a white supremacist is the most un-American type of person that you would want to meet. When you look online, you'll see a lot of these white supremacists and white supremacist suspects, they'll have all types of American flags on their pages. they'll have quotes about the Constitution this and the Constitution that. They got flags all over. Oh, God bless America. When you really talk to these people, you'll see that that ain't nothing but a front. When people go out of their way to seem overly patriotic, overly American, that's a red flag. And remember, warfare is deception. That's what the book The Art of War says. Warfare is all about deception. And the white supremacists, they are very good at hiding their white supremacist views behind fake American patriotism. Drop my damn chapstick. Hold on, family. I got to find my chapstick. There it is. All right. But like I was saying, the white supremacists, if you really listen to them, and if you talk to a white supremacist or even debate a white supremacist, you'll find out that they are completely un-American. They will talk that Constitution talk all day. And this is something that throws black people off, all that. I'm a patriot. Oh, the Constitution. But when you really get into the Constitution and start breaking it down, they run from that shit. I noticed that when debating white supremacists, because I like to study stuff. And once I studied the Constitution, I'm like, okay, the Constitution is a pretty cool document if everybody just practiced and enforced the Constitution. It's a cool document, but nobody's enforcing the document. See, that's the thing, black folks, you got to start getting into that Constitution. Brother Neely Fuller talked about that too. See, we get thrown off. We hear these white supremacists talking about the Constitution. That's a front. They don't give a fuck about no Constitution. That ain't nothing but a front. And they know that a lot of us don't be studying that shit and reading it. But once you crack it open and start reading it and studying it, you're like, wait a minute. Okay, this is a pretty cool document. So how come these people are not enforcing this document? They'll run fast when you break that Constitution down. Because then when you start talking about equal rights and equal protection under the law, and you see what happens to black people and you say, hey, wait a minute, if you're all about the Constitution, how come you're not trying to enforce this? When you see a person like Philando Castile, who gets blown away, and he was a legal gun carrier, a gun holder, he had a legal gun permit, and he was killed. Where's all these Second Amendment NRA Constitution people? They never spoke up for Philando Castile. So are you really about the Constitution? See, that's a front. Watch these people. That is a front and a farce. These people are completely un-American. There's a reason why these white supremacists actually went to war with America. They don't like America. They don't like American, no real American values. They like white supremacist values. People like Alex Jones, all these people are running around talking about the Constitution, patriotism, and all that. Alex Jones, when you break it down, he's just another white supremacist. You notice with all this shit that Trump is doing, Trump has just thrown the Constitution out the window. You notice you haven't heard shit from damn Alex Jones and none of that crew. None of that. The big government overstepping their boundaries. The government and tyranny. The big tyranny. Tyranny and the government and overstepping their boundaries and getting away with the Constitution. A police state. You haven't heard none of that shit from none of those Alex Jones people. You ain't heard none of that police state, tyranny, constitutional violation. None of that shit. And that's what Trump has been doing. Police state, deputizing police officers, tyranny, throwing the Constitution out the door, firing federal judges and prosecutors. And dude, the Constitution is out the window with Trump. And none of those conspiracy nuts who are always thumping the Constitution are saying nothing because they don't give a shit about the Constitution. That's why I like people like Richard Spencer, white supremacist alt-right leader. Because Richard Spencer, he's comfortable enough to be honest. And I played clips of Richard Spencer. And he's a very honest white supremacist when you listen to him. See, black folks, we need to listen to these white supremacists. Don't get all emotional with them. We start asking them stupid ass questions. Well, you don't like black women. You wouldn't marry no black woman. We start asking dumb shit. Listen to them and let them tell you what the deal is so you can prepare. Like Richard Spencer, I played the clip of him and somebody was interviewing him talking about, well, don't you believe in treating people fair? And Richard Spencer said very clearly, I don't really value fairness. I value greatness and winning. I don't value fairness. That's a very honest answer. And there's another post where Richard Spencer made this quote, and I put this quote up all the time, where he talked about, look, I don't give a shit about the Constitution. This is about survival. If the Constitution is going to be violated, so be it. I don't give a shit about the Constitution. It's all about whites surviving. And that's how all of them feel. The white supremacists, that's exactly how they feel. That's exactly how they feel. But nobody's more un-American than a white supremacist. Don't let all those flags and constitutions and all that constitution talk fool you. That's why on my Twitter, I put constitution advocate. And the white supremacists, they don't never want to have a real serious talk about the Constitution with me. They never want to have a serious conversation about the Constitution because I will break the amendments down and show how it's being systematically violated. And they run. I did an interview with, what's this guy's name? Y'all heard it. It's on my Tariq Live page. Go to Tariq Live on Twitter. Not Twitter, on YouTube. What's this guy's name? He was Mike something, one of these refined old school white supremacists. And I did an interview on his show and we start breaking down that Constitution and I start breaking it down and getting into the Dred Scott decision. He hung the phone up on my ass so fast. When you start breaking those constitutional amendments down in some of those Supreme Court cases, they will hang up on your ass fast because they thrive on you not knowing shit. That's why we have to know our history. And that's why we have to know these laws and stop accepting the bullshit that they give us. Because now what we have going on now, the white supremacists are very desperate and they're making bold power moves. And they're getting their Negro Nazi collaborators out here with them. Because this is a new American Nazi regime. We know this. But what's more despicable, they're getting their Negro Nazi collaborators in line, helping them do their dirty work. Now, you know what's interesting? All the Negroes that Trump used for photo ops, and that's what he's really doing with a lot of the black people he surrounds himself with. He's using them for photo ops. Niggas are just ornaments to the Donald Trump administration. That's all you are. You're an object. You're an ornament. You're a thing to wheel out, to parade around, and then put back in the cupboard. The Negro ornaments. Nothing you say is taken seriously at all. It's like when, that's why so many people are getting on Steve Harvey and all that for becoming a photo op for Trump. Kanye, he's pipish, so people, they expect him to do pipish shit, but him getting out there taking photo ops with Trump, you got money. What are you doing that for? Steve Harvey. Now, Steve Harvey, I know people have been dumping on him. I kind of dumped on him a little bit. I still give Steve a little pinch of the benefit of the doubt. Not much. And I won't say the benefit of the doubt. I'm just being a devil's advocate. Because with Steve Harvey, there's a case with Steve Harvey. Some people are trying to sue him because of some jokes he made years ago that they said was racist. So he might be just trying to save his career, because you can look in his eye, you can tell that he know he's on some coon shit. And he's kind of desperate because I don't know if he's trying to clean himself up because they're trying to sue him or whatever. But Steve Harvey should know better. He had some kind of meeting with Trump and he was like, well, you know, I went out there with Trump. You know, we talked about housing, doing something with housing development, and that's what I'm there to help with. I want to help do what I can do for housing development. And nigga, what the fuck do you know about some damn housing development? Really? Do you think that they're calling you for some housing development? You have no experience with no damn housing development. just like Chrisette Michelle, she's acting like she was some kind of ambassador to black society. Now they were using you as an ornament. And the thing is, being used as a Negro ornament, you notice during the inauguration, all those Negroes that buck danced and cooned and sucked taint for the Trump administration, none of them were really invited or got to speak or be seen at the inauguration of Trump. Where were all those Negroes? Where was Sheriff Clark? Did he get to speak? And he was such a coon. He kissed ass, buck danced, sucked white daddy's taint. He thought he was going to get some kind of position in the administration, and they left his ass out cold. Omarosa, I didn't see her at the administration, at the inauguration. Poor Stacey Dash, she kissed a lot of ass, and not only was she not invited, Fox News fired her dumb ass the day after the inauguration. So what happened to all the coons? Kanye, not only was Kanye not invited after being a Negro ornament, he was disinvited. They specifically didn't want Kanye to come because they said he didn't have the American values or some shit after he was used as a Negro ornament. So y'all Negroes did all that buck dancing for nothing. And now today, you know, the first day of Black History Month, you know, the white supremacists, they're very good at doing symbolic disses. Just like on the Holocaust Remembrance Day last week, on the same day of the Holocaust Remembrance, Trump issued that ban of refugees. And that was very symbolic. Issuing that ban on Holocaust Remembrance Day, because that's what happened to a lot of Jewish people. They were not allowed to be refugees in certain countries, and they were allowed and forced to stay in their country to die and get killed in the Holocaust. So that was very symbolic of the white supremacists letting you know what their get down is. So there's going to be a lot of fuckery going on in Black History Month, but today Trump had this quote unquote honoring of Black History Month, some kind of conference where he had a bunch of Negro ornaments. There was Dr. Ben Carson sitting next to him, Omarosa's little fried chicken eating ass, this little Negro sapphire, Omarosa, who's been sucking Trump's balls for the last, 15 years. Remember when Omarosa was on Oprah and all that way back in the day, crying about how they were fucking with her because she was a black woman? Oh, she used to play the black shit up back in the day. I'm a strong black woman and people, they discriminate against me and they hate me because I'm Omarosa Manigault. Oh, they hate on me because I'm a strong, powerful black woman. They don't like them. Oh, she was all on that back in the day. Y'all go do your research on Omarosa. Oh no, she cracked open those Negro cheeks nice and wide for white daddy now. But Trump had this bullshit ass photo op remembering Black history, and he was just some real awkward shit. He was like, Frederick Douglass did some great things. He's doing great things. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? He said it like in a present tense. Frederick Douglass is doing some great things. So it was a real weird so-called Black history honoring meeting. But understand, the white supremacists are not dumb. Don't think that he's dumb. White supremacists are dumb like a fox, because they had super coon Reverend Daryl Scott from Ohio, who's been cooning it up for Trump for a long time. And I'm going to play a clip to show you what this whole thing was really about. Because the white supremacists, they're going to start targeting black people, the Trump administration, that's coming soon. And they're building it up now. You know, all of these other protests and these Muslim bans and all this stuff, that's just a precursor to the grand finale. The grand finale is them dealing with the blacks. So they're getting people mentally prepared for it now. They're setting up shop now. They're setting up all the chess pieces now. And what they're doing, they're getting all these Negro ornaments out here, the Negro Nazi collaborators, and they're going to use them to kind of hide their agenda behind them by saying, well, the black leaders, see, that's what they do. They get a bunch of random Negroes that black society can't stand and then designate them as our black leaders. That's what Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton said, well, there was, you know, I had that three strikes law for drug dealers, but it was people in the black community. It was black leaders who wanted me to do that. It's bullshit. They got a couple of token Negro ornaments, paraded them around, and hid their agenda behind them. And that's exactly what Trump is doing now. He's getting these Negro ornament Nazi collaborators who are totally beholden to him, and acting like he's having some type of real discussion about how to handle blacks in Chicago. Now, I want y'all to listen to this. Now, the first guy, the guy talking before Trump is Daryl Scott. Now, listen to this nigga, what he says.
Just say this real quick. I told you I'm going to try to throw it in. I was recently contacted by some of the top gang thugs in Chicago for a sit down. They reached out to me because they associated me with you.
Okay, did y'all hear what this fuck nigga said? Did y'all hear what this bitch ass, coon ass Sambo Nazi collaborator said? This little dirty nigga got up here. He's up here. This is on CNN. He's sitting up here with Trump. Armstrong Williams is next to him. Look him up. Armstrong is an OG coon, is another coon. Just a table full of coons. This fool said, yeah, I talked to some of the thugs in Chicago. I had a sit down with some of the thugs in Chicago. You bitch ass nigga. See, that's white supremacist talk. Sound like some white supremacist wrote this for him to say. To sit down and just refer to people on a disrespectful level like that. First of all, nigga, you didn't sit down and meet with nobody, because nobody would sit down. No real dudes in Chicago would sit down with you. So yeah, I sat down with some gang thugs. So the fact that you're that disrespectful to the people of Chicago shows that you ain't sit down with nobody. Chicago ain't fucking with you, Daryl Scott. But right there is some coon shit for him to even say. And some white supremacists wrote that for him. This is all a horse and pony show.
Or else I told you I'm going to try to throw it in. I was recently contacted by some of the top gang thugs in Chicago for a sit down. They reached out to me because they associated me with you. They respect you. They believe in what you're doing.
Oh, you hear this nigga's lying? So some gang thugs respect Trump? Really, nigga? Some gang thugs, they respect Trump. Okay. Just the lies in the political theater this shit has become.
They reached out to me because they associated me with you. They respect you. They believe in what you're doing. And they want to have a sit down about lowering that body count. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going in to Chicago.
I think it's a great idea because Chicago is totally out of control.
Absolutely. Well, I let them know. I said, we got to lower that body count. We don't want to talk about anything else. Get that body count down. And they agreed that the principals, they can do it. These are guys straight from the streets. No politicians. Straight street guys. But they're going to commit that if they lower that body count, we'll come in and we'll do some social programs. So they're in agreement.
Well, if they're not going to solve the problem, and what you're doing is the right thing, then we're going to solve the problem for them, because we're going to have to do something about Chicago. Because what's happening in Chicago should not be happening in this country.
But they want to work with this administration.
Good.
They want to. They reached out. I didn't reach out to them. They reached out to me. They want to work with this administration. They believe in this administration. They didn't believe in the prior administration. They told me this out of their mouth. But they see hope with me.
I love that.
Let me just say this.
Yeah, that's a con game. So that's nothing but a goddamn con game. That is a con game. So he comes up with this whole fake. Well, I talk to those thugs. I talk to those gang thugs and they respect you. And, you know, they talking about lowering the body count and all that. Stop. Because a lot of those shootings and out there, the white supremacists are behind some of them shits. We did a story on Melanoid Nation. We showed surveillance video of what looks like white undercover cops doing drive-by shootings out there. There's a story about that we did years ago on melanoidnation.org where there were surveillance videos of what looks like white undercover cops doing drive-bys, shooting at people and hopping in a damn car driving off. Many people believe some of those or a lot of those shootings out there are undercover cops doing those shootings. But that's neither here nor there. The truth is neither here nor there, because the name of the game is I'm white and I say so. And if I'm white and I say that Chicago has so many killings and we gonna do something about it, then that's what it is. Because you heard Trump's response. Trump's response was, well, if they don't do nothing about it, we're going to do something about it. And you notice nobody ever asked, what you going to do about it? What's going to be done? That's the thing y'all need to be asking. But these niggas, this is political theater. They're just setting you up, letting you know that something is going to happen. And they're using shit like this to say, hey, we warned you. We sat down with black leaders. We tried to be civil. See, this is political theater. They're trying to pretend that they're trying to have a real civil sit down. This is a fucking con game. They're using this to say, hey, look, we tried. I sent my African Americans down there to talk to the gang thugs, and the gang thugs wouldn't listen. So I'm going to have to go on in there and do what I got to do, which is what they're going to do anyway. This is a fucking farce, and those niggas sitting around are Negro Nazi collaborators. They know that this is political theater. It's going down regardless. Let's stop this bullshit. This is a con. This is a con. The shit is going down in Chicago regardless. They're already planning it. They're already getting it set up. It is definitely going down. That's why people in Chicago gotta be ready. So let's stop the bullshit. Let's stop the bullshit. This was a con. And these Negro Nazi collaborators, this is why we have to not play games with these coons. That's why when black people tell me, well, we shouldn't call them coons. Those your black brothers. That coon-ass nigga ain't none of my brother at all. Sitting here with a new Nazi talking about some black gang thugs in Chicago, that ain't my fucking brother. We got to know when certain niggas are gone. The coon train has drove off with their ass. We got to understand when these niggas can't be salvaged. And we got to charge these niggas to the game, man. And there's a coon in the Mixer chat room, I see. Don't entertain the coons. Because the coons know their days are numbered. But anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Let me get down here to the airport so I can get on up out of here and catch my flight. And if y'all protesting out there, move out my damn way and hold your nuts. Don't look at me. Do not look at me when I get to the airport like, hey, Tariq, man, Black Lives Matter. No, turn your ass around and hold your own fucking nuts. Because most of y'all who are out here protesting, a lot of y'all voted for Trump. A lot of these women's groups, again, those white women's groups doing the Million White Woman March, half the white female voters voted for damn Trump. Hold your own coochie. Shit. Before Trump holds it. Because he's a pussy grabber, hold your own cooch. Women's groups who sat up here and voted for Trump, now you want to have a march because they're about to fuck up abortion rights and all that stuff. Hold your own coochie. Hold your own nuts. And don't forget, family, everybody go to 1804movie.com. 1804movie.com. Get involved with the brand new film. We're doing great on the crowdfunding, everybody. We're doing great on the crowdfunding. 1804movie.com, ladies and gentlemen. And go to Hidden Colors film.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 shared with your family for Black History Month. All right, guys, I'm going to holler at you this Sunday on Ustream. All right.